Well, good morning, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. And I'd like to thank everybody out there for tuning in and listening to the shows. It's actually growing very, very popular. We've got about 500 people a day listening now, and just wanted to say thank you for it. My only complaint is, this darn radio show, you got to get dressed up for it. You know, if you're here, you got to, you know, wear a suit, tie, and it's just a little too formal. But other than that, you know, this show's turning out to be a lot of fun. And fishing report time. We have Robert with us, and Robert's the number one attraction on radio fishing. Robert's reports.
Good thing they can't see me, so that would eliminate that attraction in a heartbeat.
Actually, what I'm going to be doing, something new, I'm taking the pictures off the top, and I'm just going to put pictures of the people who are on it next to the
segments. I thought you wanted
segments.
To keep the ratings going up, not down.
Yeah, I know. It's just one of those days. Okay. Anyway, we said fishing report, so Robert, enlighten us with the fishing report of the area.
Well, the Spanish mackerel are still doing really, really well out in the pass, mainly smaller ones, but then there's been some big kings mixed in with them right there in the pass and just 3 to 7 miles offshore.
Best lure, best choice?
Definitely spoons are working best for the Spanish, and then for the kings, I would just troll like a 16 series bomber, just keeping it, you know, 5 to 6 feet under the surface. You don't have to troll anything real deep right now. If you go out a little farther, you can mix it up a little bit and get some stuff down, you know, at 25 foot of water range. But most of the kings that the guys are catching are either catching them free lining while they're anchored up out there on one of the reefs or the ledges, or just literally trolling along the crab trap lines. Not consistent numbers, but they seem to be a little bit better quality fish, like in the 20-25 pound range.
Well, that's worth it right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a different episode, I was talking with David Suggs, our rep for Rattle Traps, and we were talking about the ounce and that new 3.5 ounce, and I haven't tried it yet. I've caught pretty much everything you can think of on Rattle Traps, but that, I want to give that a try, that Rattle Trap. I don't know, just for some reason or another.
A couple of the guys do phenomenal with them for grouper fishing, so I mean, I wouldn't think that a king would pass it up.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It would be fun to go out and try, without a doubt.
I guess because I just did that episode with David, I was thinking about the Rattle Trap. So, anyway, back to the fishing report. Spanish in the past, king mackerel inside and out just a little bit. What's going on a little closer inside?
Right along the beaches, there's a bunch of whiting. Some sheep's head are starting to move in real good, just mainly along the beaches. Still too warm inside for them to be in good numbers yet. Some of the bigger fish have moved in, but they're not good numbers.
I don't expect that anyway this year. I don't know. I kept hearing stories about twos and fours, you know, smaller packs of sheep had the bigger ones.
Right.
When I see that, hear all the twos and fours, I think good year, not great.
Right.
But I think this year you're going to go out and catch sheephead, but instead of catching 100 of them, you're going to catch 10, but they're going to be monsters.
Right.
You're going to catch the big ones.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good year as far as quality fish, but not quantity fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and a lot of people forget about that, too. I mean, fishing is, number one, first of all, being out there and enjoying it. And it's not always about big numbers. Sometimes it's about catching that one nice fish of the day, you know, because most of the time that's usually the fish that you remember. Oh, we caught 30 fish today, but I caught one 40 inch redfish, and then the story goes on from there about how you did it, where you did it, and exactly what he did, and never mind the 29 other little dinks that you caught. You know, most people forget about that, so I'd be happy with that.
I think right now my best bet would be inside Ski Alley along the docks, between the Tom Adams Bridge and Ski Alley, working that short inside of the island there, all them docks.
Yeah.
Big sheephead.
There's been a lot of snook there, too, and there's been a little bit of better redfish, too, because most of the redfish that are around right now that everyone's finding are little rat reds. And it seems like down there in the odd on the grass flats and under those docks have been holding some like 20 to 25 inch redfish. Not giants, but at least in that slot size.
I think my number one bet, if you wanted to find good size redfish right now, would be just outside of the opening from the Placida boat ramp. When you come out from the boat ramp, just go to the left or the right, fish that area right in there, some nice big reds. And then around the corner, going into Catfish Creek,
yeah,
there's been some nice reds there. It's too hard to get back to Widden Creek right at the moment.
Right.
Tides going down, winds, all that other stuff.
You also have to mix up your bait, too, because today they might be eating crabs. Tomorrow they might be eating cut ladyfish. Next day it's cut pinfish. You know, it's, they're
white bait,
they're kind of eating
shrimp,
everything, but they're getting a little picky, but they're all over the map with it. So you kind of got to take that complete arsenal with you and be ready for it.
Now, coming back up in the harbor, I heard Bull and Turtle Bay, a lot of trout inside.
Not a lot, but a few. Some of them are bigger fish that are in those deeper sand holes, especially up in the backside of Turtle Bay. And then in Bull Bay, right along the main trough as you go in, as you hang a left there, kind of on the backside of Kaopalau. They've been getting a few bigger trout along there, drifting it. Most of the other fish, in the numbers-wise, are all still real small. And those guys are staying on the outside of the bar, out front, in like that 4 to 6 feet of water range.
That makes it nice because that's accessible to big boats or small boats.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can take almost a, you know, you could take a 28-foot boat right up along those shorelines. You got a lot of deep water, and then it goes shallow quick. So you can cast right along from the sand. It comes out very gradually, getting deeper very slowly. And then there's a little ledge drop-off 2 to 4 foot. And right along that drop-off, that'd be a great place to go get those nicer redfish and the trout out there.
Right, and then there's been also a mixture of bonnet heads mixed in with them out there. So if you're just drifting the flats in Turtle or that trough right there in Bull, a few bonnet heads, always a few sheep's head around. The snook are kind of moving in and out on a regular basis. There's even been a few pompano and some flounder right out front there between Bull and Devilfish out along that giant sand flat there.
Gotcha. Now, swinging around Cape Hayes and up the west side, what's going on in the Cape Hayes area and the west wall?
Mostly up on top of the bar is the primary fishing for the better fish. You know, your redfish or your better redfish in like that, say, 17 to 22 inch range are staying out there on the sand and the sand holes. The smaller rat reds seem to be really heavy up in the bushes this year. I mean, every one of those creeks, the mouths of the creeks now have kind of switched over. You know, last week there was some bigger redfish in some of those creeks. Now it seems like the rat reds have moved in and pushed the bigger reds out on the bar. The trout are on the outside edge of the bar, too. There's been an oddball cobia here and there, but it's been real inconsistent for those guys. Even though that water temperature is perfect for them, they just haven't been around that much.
So if I was going to do the west wall, I'm going to look to the mouths of the creeks, trying to find any opening I can get in. Stay well back. Great time for those 7.5-8 foot rods. Really cast into those openings.
Yeah, and work it real thoroughly. But only work it for about 10 minutes. If nothing happens or of any size, move to the next little creek or little washout, wherever you see good moving water, even if you don't see the physical creek, because some of those creeks are overgrown where you can't see them, but you'll see good moving water coming under the bushes. And those are good spots.
Well, the whole key to all this is moving water. You need to have the water moving and, you know, keep that stuff going, because without the water moving, nothing's going to bite. I don't know why that is down here.
Well, it concentrates bait fish or creates ambush points to wait for any type of food source to get washed by. You know, so that's why a lot of your fish do seem to do better on your moving water. Same way with your winds. A really windy day, everyone wants to get out of the wind, and the best place to be, actually, if you can get out of the wind, you want to be on the lee side of the island, but you want to be casting to the windiest corner where the wind is pushing in too, because it does push all of that bait right up to that spot and concentrates it, and, you know, because it can't fight that wind. Even though it's used to current, sometimes having the current and the wind pushes all that food source to that one spot, and those fish sit there in an ambush point and wait for them. Winds are predominantly out of the east this time of the year. The west wall's pretty much unprotected, but it usually has a lot of fish this time of year because it's pushing so many food sources over there. The seagrasses get pushed over there, which have all the snails and the little baby crabs, all the minnows, and the, you know, they can't fight it, so they get washed over there into it, and the fish tend to concentrate that spot a little bit better.
And the nice part about it, if the wind's at your back, you can sit there, double anchor up, and make those tremendously long casts, cast high and hard, and get some distance on them, and be real sneaky staying back.
Absolutely.
Now, up in Hog Island, Mayaca River, heard there's a lot of fish up in there lately, a lot of rat reds. Spanish, are they, you've been hearing stories of the Spanish in the Mayaca?
A little bit. They're more out towards like marker 7, marker 8 a little bit, kind of scattered through there, and then there's some that are working their way up towards the 776 bridge, but they're staying right out in that center channel, and there's a lot of, the thing that's been happening too is there's been a lot of really big, like gulf-sized ladyfish mixed in up there, like three-pound ladyfish. I mean, big shouldered fish. Not a lot of them, but they're pretty.
I've been hearing stories about monster ladyfish.
Giants, yeah. You know, for especially for inside. That's huge.
They're amazing amount of fun too. Very acrobatic fish. Now, coming back up around 41, I know there's been a bunch of whiting up here. Heard of a few sea trout, but anything up around the 41 bridges?
Some smaller to medium-sized black drum, like in the 8 to 15-pound range. Not good numbers, but decent enough where it's very feasible. There's also been a few silver trout moving in, but not a lot. And then the sugar trout have even started to move in a little bit more in the past few days.
Okay.
Same way with up at the 75 bridge. It's kind of got that same mix of fish mixed in there. It seems like the main channel is a little bit more productive rather than on either side for the trout and the black drum. On the sides, it seems to be where it's a little bit more mixed with an occasional redfish or an occasional snook. There's been some big gar cruising around up there. Even though the water's cleared up, we really haven't had any rain. The salinity is actually still kind of low for what it should be this time of year because we've had so much standing water and it is still slowly trickling into the rivers that...
That's what saved us from the red tide. So yeah. It actually worked out good. We still have that little surface coating of fresh water.
Yep.
Makes it a little hard to keep your shrimp alive, but the surface coating isn't that thick. You got just a few inches of fresh water for them gar to live in.
Yeah.
But swinging around Pondstallion Park, what do we got over there? Pondstown to Alligator Creek?
Still a lot of snook and some redfish along the bushes there from basically ponds right around to the skating rink. And then there's a few redfish out on the skating rink with some pompano and a few flounder, but not a lot. It's kind of quiet for what it should be this time of year in that spot. And, you know, it seems like from the barge canal to Ponce has been the most productive area. Going around the corner has been a little bit slower.
All right. Now, from Alligator Creek down to Pirate Harbor, probably the East Keys, everybody says East Size, but really it's the East Keys. That's a bunch of little islands. They're all keys made from mangroves. The islands grew from single mangrove plants. But around those islands from Alligator Creek down to Pirate Harbor, anything going on?
Mostly rat reds. If I was going to fish down there, I'd be staying out on the flats. I'd be fishing the deeper sand holes, the edge of the bar. They're moving, all those fish down there are moving around so much, and the only thing that seems to be staying still are the rat reds. Snook are out on the bar and under the bushes. The bonnet heads are out there on the bar. Trout of all sorts of sizes. Redfish of kind of mixed sizes, usually on the upper end of the teens and the small, low 20s, but not giants, but at least numbers.
And slot fish.
Yeah,
so
slot fish.
It's good. That's a good thing. Now, have you heard anything down around Pine Island?
There's been some phenomenal mangrove snapper down there underneath some of those deep, deep troughs that are underneath the bushes down there. Some good redfish, real good trout. But there again, still got to move around a lot. You know, got to keep moving.
Now, that's on the outside, Pine Island Sound side.
Uh-huh. Now, the Matt Lachey side's been pretty decent, but it's mostly been smaller redfish with some very big snook. Guys are seeing a lot of really, really large snook. They're not catching them, but they're seeing a lot of them.
Well, they didn't get that big being stupid.
Exactly. I mean,
you know, you're going to have to get pretty sneaky to get up on those guys.
Exactly.
Anything in Sanibel, Barrier Islands?
Sanibel I have not heard much of in the last few days. It's been kind of quiet down there right along the beaches. They're doing the same thing down there with some big whiting, some good sheep's heads starting to cruise the beaches. Night fishing down there from what I've been hearing. They've been catching an assortment of smaller sharks. Most of them are the little baby black tips and baby bull sharks. And then they've also been getting some big ladyfish and an occasional giant bull red there down there at night.
Yeah, we got to go just set a record for the largest Atlantic sharpnose. We're going to try and get him to come on the show and talk about that. But anyway, we're running a little thin on time. Any last thoughts here, Robert?
Just go out and enjoy the beautiful weather while you can.
The beautiful weather?
Hey, it's foggy outside, but it's going to be 85 degrees. It's not going to be super windy the way it has been the last couple days. Take advantage of it.
Well, it's December 12th, 2013, week or two before Christmas. Got plenty of time to get out there. You don't have to go shopping today. Go out, relax in the water, and deal with the rest of that stuff later, because it's a good day to be fishing. And this is Fishin' Frank and Robert, and thanks for listening, guys, on Radio Fishin'.